I'd like to read a couple short poems about my children, who are now teenagers, and so they don't talk to me much. But I remember certain things. And on a sabbatical once, we actually lived in France, and my son was 3 years old and went to the village preschool. So this is called Walking My Son Home from Preschool, Saint-Julien de Peyrouas, France. From the hilltop village, we circled down through dust, disappearing in the grapevines just budding green through gnarled wood. I hold his hand, stumble bumble. We edge to the roadside for the nearly imaginary cars, mirages of dust wisps and tire crunch. We pick wildflowers, looping along edges. We are tiny shoots ourselves, back and forth across the road, connecting delicate colors. The French he's heard all morning, buried in the odd corner of his brain, reserved for animal sounds. We can hear a horse miles away, clearing its throat. The world refuses to be uppercase under the perfect noon sun, the huge blue cloudless parentheses. We are random commas heading home, refusing to subordinate. Our flesh hums through each other's fingers. We don't worry about French words for this or that, or English words, or words in general. And this poem for my daughter is, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of us recognize when we have children is that it's a sign of our own mortality in some way. It's called Hammering. This morning after breakfast, my daughter asked to borrow a hammer and a voice of a busy carpenter or a wizard in search of a wand. My, what for? Goes vaguely unanswered, my shrug taken as yes. She grabs it from the toolbox, her thin arms yanked down by the weight. She pulls leaves off bushes, and on the stump of our cherry tree, she hammers them on a piece of paper according to a system established by ancient astronomers or insane mathematicians. Later, I find the paper on my desk patterned with a lush powdered green. Tomorrow, she may invent the wheel. Today, I gently rub the dust of my bones. Some of you probably remember the real mower as opposed to the power mower. Some people refer to it as the push mower. It's a wonderful thing. And this is called Ode to the Real Mower. When you stop pushing, it stops exactly there, absorbing the grace of cut grass silence. It always starts. It never runs out of gas. It does not shoot your eye out with a rock or glass shard. It runs on dew and pollen and sweat. It has never woken one sleeping person. It is never new and improved. Grass falls gentle onto itself like pages of a favorite book. If the blades need sharpening, a 150-year-old man with a large stone in a damp basement will send up faint sparks, accept no payment. At night, it trims the moon's beard. Thank you.